Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
Welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success with a personalized discussion and financial plan. Now, here's Lisa Waterman.
Hi, and welcome to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, your host of the program, and I am also CEO and founder of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local investment advisory firm based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm delighted that you're joining me for today's program, which is actually part two of a three-week series about winterizing your financial life. Now, never fear, my friends, if you happen to miss last week's show, grab it at wowo.com in the on-demand section and listen to the podcast. This whole thing is about winterizing your portfolio, winterizing your life and finances, and I've given you some concrete steps to just kind of have a review over on your portfolio. Now, in the program today, we're going to be talking about doing the same thing, but a little different application. Because in our financial lives, gosh, don't we all, we have a ton of moving parts, period. We have group benefits, you have overtime pay, you got, you're laid off, you got a retirement plan, you got individual retirement accounts, you got a mom who's sick and now may need long-term care, you got all these different things going on, you know, and then you get, then your employer has the gall to ask you, should you do a Roth or a regular 401k? You know, the fact is, financially speaking, there are lots and lots of decisions to make. And in this series, I'm hoping to help you to winterize your financial life by taking a few concrete steps. And we can, you know, there's so many analogies here, but we can only cover so much in a 30-minute show. But I hope you'll stay with us. This is Lisa Waterman, Waterman Financial Services, and you can call me at 260-436-6588 with any number of questions. I know investments can get kind of scary, so my point in this show is to help it to be simple for you to understand. And I've made the analogy in earlier shows, you know, when the sun is shining, isn't everybody happy? Man, life's good. The birds are singing. Everything's good. But unfortunately, though, life just isn't like that sometimes. We have storms that come along. We lose our job. We get divorced. We get sick. The stock market declines. And then we start worrying we won't have enough money saved up for retirement. You know, all of these issues are things that can be addressed by my little thing called winterizing your financial life. You know, really, it's by listening to this show and enacting some of the steps I've shared with you that you can actually start to get a little bit better perspective on where you're going and helping to fare better through the rough patches in life. I do say fairly regularly, I got only 30 minutes here to tell you, and I got so much to tell you. In fact, this winterizing originally started out as one show, and there was just too much to tell you, so I had to change it into three shows. So, in this show, I'm going to tell you about the first thing. And I said it in an earlier show, but the first thing I'm telling you is get a financial advisor. It really is so important that you're dealing with somebody who knows what they're doing. Now, a financial advisor is someone who has the ability to sell and offer you financial products. They can represent an individual company, or they can be like me, independent. I don't work for a company, I work for myself, and I utilize products and services that I think make sense for my clients. I'm also a certified financial planner, and I've mentioned that. If you're going to find the ideal, I'd say find a financial advisor who is a certified financial planner. Why do I say that? Because all of your financial life is all meshed together. Your job, your group benefits, 401k plan, insurance, it's all interconnected. And a financial planner can help you sort it out. Now, you may say, well, how would I even know? How do I find a CFP, a certified financial planner? Right here's the address. Go to www.cfp, standing for Certified Financial Planner.net. And you can find a list of area CFPs. And in fact, if you go there, you're going to find me and you'll even see my picture there if you're wondering who this is behind the microphone. And that is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services. I can be reached at 260-436-6588. And I'd love to help you look at winterizing your financial life. Now, in today's show, we're going to concentrate on a few things that can help you get through some of the storms of life, so to speak. Because you see, none of us can actually avoid every storm that comes along because we're going to get sick. A family member gets sick. We lose jobs. Factories close down. Life happens, as the saying goes. But better to be prepared for those things before they happen than having to deal with them once they do. So having that financial advisor be a partner with you is one of the true processes of becoming, I'd say, financially successful. I'll say that trust is an absolutely huge factor. If you don't feel like your financial advisor has your best interest at heart, find yourself another financial advisor, period. That should be a requirement. Your financial advisor should be focused on you and have your best interest at heart. As I've said in other shows, working with a financial expert is kind of like calling up a mechanic or an HVAC expert to winterize your car or your furnace, because sometimes it just pays to have an expert on your side, somebody that can see what's happening. You know, do you fix your own furnace? Do you fix your own car? You might, but I would bet that if you had an expert looking at it, you might find you're not doing the best job. The way that I like to think of it is, if that isn't your profession, yeah, you might need some outside help. Find a partner that complements your skill set. In fact, I have a lot of different client relationships in my practice, depending on the skills and the abilities of my clients, because each of my clients is unique. And while all of them are seeking my guidance in some way, there are different segments of advice they need. But fundamentally, the first step in winterizing your finances is to find somebody that you trust. So I'm going to tell you the second one, and this is pretty important, is to have a frank discussion with yourself. What are you most worried about? And then have that discussion with the financial advisor. You know, maybe it's, what happens if I die? What happens if I get laid off? What's my family get? What's going to happen if I get laid off and I'm 59? Will I have enough money saved for retirement? All those are questions that working with a financial advisor and a certified financial planner, hopefully you can get the answers, because the financial advisor should be focused on what you're worried about. And then I'll also say one other thing is that I always also tell the client what they should be worried about. Now, sometimes it's a bit like, if we're talking about winterizing, it's like going and getting your snow tires put on, but nobody ever checks the antifreeze, right? Because you expect more than that, don't you? You say, hey, I'm with you and I want to winterize my life. I want to be knowing what's going on, how this portfolio will work in different situations. And I'm saying, I don't mean technical, folks. I don't mean that at all. I mean making sure that your financial advisor says, hey, you know what? The market may be going down, but this is what's going to happen. This is going to be the way we handle it. You're listening to Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services. You can reach our offices at 260-436-6588, and I'd love to help you winterize. I'd also love to talk about the weather. So give us a call whenever you have a minute, or visit us at watermanfinancial.com. We'll be right back.
Listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Wobble Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian, with special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace, priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa, a weekly broadcast every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. here on News Talk 1190 WoWo. Today's conversation finds us talking about winterizing your financial life to ensure that when bad weather comes, whether that might be a stock market correction or other significant life events, that you're prepared to handle them. This is Lisa Waterman, the owner of Waterman Financial Services, based here in Fort Wayne. And this is the second part of a three-part series. Now, have no worry if you missed any of the other segments. Just visit WoWo.com and go to the on-demand section to find the podcast there. Look for the winterizing titles to get you each of these three parts after the broadcast. Now, we just learned right before the break about working with an independent financial advisor or a certified financial planner to winterize your finances and how that can be advantageous to help determine where potential storms might actually be in your life and how to be better prepared to handle them. In this segment, I want to explore some ways that you can address these issues through insurance. Now, at Waterman Financial Services, I am fully licensed to offer insurance. We offer individual life, disability, long-term care insurance, variable annuities, fixed and fixed index annuities, and the gamut. I also regularly review existing policies to determine if one should be replaced. Now, to use our winterizing analogies, do you have snow tires on that you haven't replaced in the last 10 years? Maybe we want to look at that. I know it sounds like pretty crazy, but if you haven't looked at your life insurance over the last 3 to 4 years, get them reviewed. Life insurance has come a long way, and I have saved plenty of people money, reduced premiums, and higher coverage, all because they just left this policy and we redo it for their current life situation. I can help you, so please feel free to call Waterman Financial Services at 260-436-6588. And it can be something as simple as going, I've got this life insurance. Can you look at it and see, like, is this any good? And we'll go through it together. So as we start talking about this, why in the world would you want to talk about insurance? You know, let's think about that. Unfortunately, as I just mentioned, life happens to us, just a matter of time. And as a general rule, remember the time to buy any kind of insurance, and this is the fact, guys, it's when you don't need it. So it's much better to be tracking the storm in your life, maybe that's disability or long-term care, for example, well before you ever need it. You know, you're living in the summer of life when you're healthy and vibrant, because if you want, as soon as you need it, it's going to cost too much to get it. So when you're talking about insurance, I want you to start thinking about things that might happen in the world around you. You know, if your parents have ended up in a nursing home, maybe that might be happening or that could happen to you. So start looking at that and doing it when you're in the summertime, when you're healthy and vibrant. I want to ask you a few questions. Again, this is Lisa Waterman with Waterman Financial Services, and you're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. Let's ask a couple questions here. Do you enjoy your job? Enjoy life? Busy activities? So, and I don't want to be a downer, but I want you to enjoy all that stuff. But unfortunately, we all get sick. What happens if that happens to you? And I mean, like, really sick, maybe cancer or a back surgery. So if you're working, you can winterize your financial life by choosing some important benefits that could help you through something like that, including short and long-term disability. So let's talk a minute about that and why and what each one does. It's easy. And you guys, we all do it. You think, I'm going to save some money. I don't need that disability. Nothing's happening to me. Sure, you can save some money, but as that old saying is, penny wise and pound foolish, that probably applies when you're avoiding disability insurance. I'd previously stated when in a show we were talking about insurance, but there are statistics out there that show, you know, a person who, let's say, is under 40 has actually a higher likelihood of becoming temporarily or permanently disabled than they actually do of dying. Why is that? Because most people don't die below 40. But a lot of us have back surgery, we have illness, we have cancer, and that sort of thing. The use of disability insurance during your working years is one of the strongest steps you can take in securing your financial success, period. Years ago, I'll tell you, that happened to me. I had back surgery, and it was significant. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks, off work for 3 months, and physical therapy for 6 months. Thank goodness I had short and long-term disability through work, and I never missed a paycheck. And do you know what actually happened? Money stacked up in the bank because I was incapable of leaving the house and going and spending it. But the thing is, I also didn't miss a bill payment of any kind. I had enough money to pay for everything. I know a lot of us struggle with day-to-day paychecks, but the fact is that if it's taken out before you have the opportunity to spend it, usually the spendable money is the money that's in your paycheck. So I ask you to review over whether you have short or long-term disability at work and get it if you don't. Now, when I'm talking about the winner of your life, a disability could certainly be considered that, right? Now, maybe you're a realtor. Maybe you're an independent contractor and you don't have an employer. That's where someone like me, Waterman Financial, comes in, because you can get a disability policy through somebody or through a financial advisor to cover you in your situation. So I'll tell you, there's no greater risk to your financial success and that of your family than having a short-term disability and having your financial house come crashing down around you. You know, I'm going to kind of be a little Debbie Downer here. The unfortunate thing is disability happens, but so does death. And that's an unfortunate fact of life, that we lose the people that we love many times too early. So I want you to just think for a second. And this is Lisa Waterman, Waterman Financial. What would happen financially to your family if you died today? Are you comfortable with what your will or your trust say? If you haven't visited those documents in the last 5 years, it's time to do it now. Because again, folks, the storms come. Storms are a part of why we appreciate the sunshine so much too. Winterizing for the storms in your life, help your family, get the documents reviewed, and make a plan. If you need assistance, call our offices. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services. I can be reached at 260-436-6588. I'll just say I know a lot of great estate planning attorneys that are based in the Northern Indiana tier here, and I'd be happy to point you in the right direction with qualified counsel. I can also help you review your insurance. So what about that financial storm that may hit your family if you pass away? Life insurance is the answer. There are a multitude of different kinds of insurances, and I'll tell you, it typically doesn't cost anywhere near as much as you think that it does. If you have small children, get as much as you can through the cheapest way, and usually that's going to be through your employer. But again, talk to a financial advisor because we can do the comparisons for you and help put you in the right situation for you. This is Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial, and you are listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa.
You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa on Mobile Radio, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. This program is specifically designed to help you with your daily financial life. Lisa will be right back in a moment.
Financially Speaking with Lisa is brought to you in part by Colliers Comfort Services in Ossian. With special savings right now on a 95% efficient Lennox furnace. Priced as low as $2,999 installed, depending on the size of your home. And Colliers Comfort Service will include a free MERV 11 air filter and cabinet with a 10-year extended warranty. Call 622-6622 or visit collierscomfort.com. 622-6622.
This is Financially Speaking with Lisa, your weekly radio show hosted by Lisa Waterman, CEO of Waterman Financial Services, LLC. You can also listen to this program and previous episodes of Financially Speaking with Lisa on the podcast page at wowo.com. Now, let's get back to Lisa.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Lisa. This is Lisa Waterman, your host of the program, and I am the owner and CEO of Waterman Financial Services, an investment advisory firm based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today on the show, we're talking about winterizing your finances. So right before the break, we were talking about life and disability insurance and the benefit that offers. Now, if you were listening, you may have thought to yourself, you know what? I'm in my 50s. I've built up a nice retirement plan balance. I don't even need to think about that. Those poor souls have to worry about disability insurance, life insurance. I'm good. I just might just retire. Exciting times for sure. Now, as I've said before on the show, and I said earlier, get with a financial advisor and winterize your retirement. If retirement's any time in the next 5 to 10 years, now's the time to be working with a financial advisor. Make sure you have income sources established. Ensure that a market downturn won't slash you sideways, because the best time's now. And if you're planning to do the retirement thing, get with a financial advisor, because really what you don't know can hurt you. Now, if you're going to winterize your retirement, as I've suggested, along with some of the other things I just mentioned, is there a potential need for long-term care insurance? Now, I'll just give you a scenario, and unfortunately, this is rather common. Let's say you're married and all is well. You've saved up. Retirement's going great. And then all of a sudden, one of you has a major health issue, such that long-term care is now needed. But you know, your retirement could actually be devastated. You saved, you did everything right, but now something happens to your health in retirement, and now long-term care is costing you $4,000 a month. Or let's say, and this unfortunately is rising exponentially, one of you develops Alzheimer's, and you must be in a facility. That's more like $7,000 to $8,000 a month. And now your retirement picture just changed dramatically for the other spouse. How do you protect yourself in that? It's called long-term care insurance. And products are now available that actually can offer you return of premium promises. So you go, well, what would I need that? What if I don't ever go into a facility? Times have changed. Products have changed. There's life insurance that has long-term care riders. And that simply means it's going to pay you one way or the other. I'll offer up to you that if you haven't addressed this in your financial plan, you need to do it now, because this is something that can punch you in the stomach and devastate your retirement. None of us want to think about it, but unfortunately, it's just a part of living again. My job as a financial advisor, this is Lisa Waterman, your host of Financially Speaking with Lisa and the owner of Waterman Financial Services, is to help you to know the things you need to be addressing. Please feel free to call our offices and discuss any number of the issues that I brought up at 260-436-6588. Now, we're talking about winterizing your financial plan, but you know, when I'm talking about this next segment, I got to tell you about a funny commercial I remember years ago talking about modern inventions and how, you know, some of us just cling on to that old stuff and we go, well, this works better. And I think it was with... you know, the cable versus satellite or something like that. And it came out and it said, are you interested in having painless dentistry? And, you know, this guy goes, no, you go to the dentist, it has to hurt. Well, the thing is, that's the point, right? Because their innovation does help. And I'm telling you that because in life, sometimes you need to be looking at new and advanced products because they're designed for needs that exist in today's environment. Now, I'm going to summarize our show in a couple different segments because this is the way to winterize your life. Number one, consult with a financial advisor, one who is preferably a certified financial planner, and make sure you're on the right course to accomplish what you want to do. Number two, review your group benefits because typically that's going to be the best place to buy insurance benefits. And I want you to specifically review your disability and life insurance options. Someone like a financial advisor like me can help you do that, but you can also do that on your own. And number three, if you're in your 50s, start looking at long-term care options now, because now is the time to ensure your retirement future is sunshiny skies and beautiful times. But you have to do it before you need it. If you wait until you're 60 or 70, it will cost too much. Remember, anything happens to you or your spouse, it annihilates the retirement for the other one. Number four, the last part, and that's what I'm going to get into now, is not going to be insurance-based, but it's going to be asking you, are you protecting your investments through any of the insurance-based protection products that are out there now for certain assets? Now, again, it's kind of like if you don't try anything new, there'd be no innovation. These products are designed to protect you. So there are some different products that are out there that I'd love to share with you. And there are plenty of advertisements going on around it, around you. But times have changed, folks. You know, companies like Netflix, Facebook, Amazon, they've revolutionized our world, right? Cell phones, smartphones. Does your portfolio reflect those changing technologies? Maybe if you're still the same place you were 10 years ago, maybe not. Again, winterizing by treating your cars and homes the same way we do during different segments of our life isn't really winterizing, right? It's basically acting like nothing's going on and nothing's changing. Always double check your fuel levels, your antifreeze, tire pressure, all those sorts of things. That's the same thing we need to do in our portfolios. So let your financial advisor know what your concerns are and make sure that if you want protections, that you ask, is there any way that I can have this? I don't want to have the market go down in my portfolio. I don't want this and this to happen. So I ask you to work with that financial advisor and start asking some of those questions. I also want you to start thinking about some of the questions I've asked you. What happens if something happens to you? What will happen to your family? Do you have small children? What if you became disabled? What if you lost your job? You know, there are so many different facets of our financial life. Interest rates are starting to increase. Is it time for you to be looking at a better mortgage? What if there's a 20% stock market correction? Goodness, folks, there's so many questions. And there's the best thing you can do is be winterizing. Make sure you're looking at those in the future. This is Lisa Waterman. You're listening to Financially Speaking with Lisa. And I'm an independent financial advisor and a certified financial planner. I can help you winterize your financial life by helping you create a strategic financial plan. I ask you to call my offices of Waterman Financial Services at 436-6588. Again, that's 260-436-6588. And as I always say on this show, remember, exercise your mind, exercise your body. Both of those are gifts to yourself. And as we're talking about winterizing, that exercising the body thing can really help in your long-term retirement future. Look forward to our next time where we complete the three-part series with the third segment of Winterizing Your Finances.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated.
This has been Financially Speaking with Lisa, hosted by Lisa Waterman of Waterman Financial Services, LLC, a local advisory firm focused on helping friends achieve financial success. Join Lisa next Saturday at 10 on Wobo Radio and listen to this program and previous episodes on the podcast page on Wobo.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.